If you have knowledge of them, if you have knowledge of them, you understand that, okay, they're your teacher and they are passed away. Good for them. Right? Because this is as simple as it is. Why are you making the death of someone, even in the history a couple of hundred years ago, that big? This death is, as I explained, every single moment of all living creatures. That's how the change happens. If not, everything was monotonous. Yes?
And if thou hast not knowledge, go, weep for thyself, for thou art disbelieving in the removal and in the assembly at the last judgment.
Assembly of the last judgment. That's one of the meaning of mahshar. But mahshar and hashr, the real meaning of hashr is the relationship between the people, how you relate to other people, that's hashr. So, is it, if you don't have information, the knowledge about them, then you are the stupid, silly one. Go and cry to yourself because you don't understand the communication and the movement. Now, when we talk about something, we give it to you as it was. That's happening here. And the improvement in this process, this is what the work of the knowledge is. Yes?
Mourn for thy corrupt heart and religion, for it sees naught but this old earth. Or if it is seen, why is it not brave and supporting and self-sacrificing and fully contented?
Here you need a better understanding of the poetic language in here. He will say, listen, if you see what I mean in here, the meaning of that and that movement and change, if you don't see it, okay, cry for yourself because you are an earthly living creature. But if you see, the fellow who sees, why shouldn't be brave and risk even the bravery of human being is risking your life for this knowledge to pass on. This is what it is. Yes?
In thy countenance, where is the happiness of the wine of religion? If thou hast beheld the ocean, where is the bounteous hand?
Yeah. You say a lot of good stuff about that fellow, right? Says, okay, show me a little piece of that in you. Because if you believe and understand him, you should copy that attitude. So there should be something from that in you. What I see here, there you're talking about a brave fellow who went to die for his beliefs, and here you are a crying fellow. What is this? The meaning of that is not in you. Yes?
He that has seen a river does not grudge water. He that has beheld that sea and clouds, especially he that has beheld that sea.
This last verse is not necessary for the rest of the saying and all of that. You said the story and the fellow, and they have to to do something, they fight each other, period, right? Mm-hmm. And the next paragraph is another long paragraph, which is a different subject. He added this verse, last one, to say that the one who have seen that creek of water will not be a fellow who doesn't give water to other people. Especially the one who not that creek only, who has seen the ocean, then he will not keep quiet. He will give water to other people. This is what I'm talking about. If you are good, you have to do your job. And your job is to absorb the knowledge and represent it again, to hand it. Because we are talking about what? We are talking about future. Here, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the children, because we have to give them and die. Yes. This is how we understand it. This is how we are all with each other. This is how I am with Rumi. Yes, he died. Do you think that have ever cried for his death? Never, because he's not dead for me. He's really alive for me. I'm living with him. So should I cry? No. I'm always happy for that moment that Shams saw this fellow and made him drop down from the horsey to become an angel. This is what it is. And I'm trying to understand what he is trying to hand me. And that's all. I never did these studies to go and understand his family or his private life or whatever. Because to me, this is what he really is. This is what humanity is. Honestly, I understand my meaning in next generation, the influence that goes through you to them. That's how it is. This is how the universe works. That's how we are like this. In a very short period of time, it's less than 25,000 years. 5,000 years ago, there was no language. Nobody was talking. So they were standing monkeys. For me, it starts with the city. Yes, specialty, because that's when knowledge started, education had started. We should understand all these changes, because we are in one of the steps of these changes. Tomorrow is not like this. Nobody could really imagine what will be 20 years from now. If you want to understand, imagine something about 20 years from now. Don't forget, 20 years ago, there was no cell phone. That simple. Suddenly everything is different. So I hope from this session a very simple meaning will be given to you and you never forget it. When you think about the death, think the way he declared it today. Death is the essence of the change. And improvement happens because there is death. That imaginary animal wishes that, I wish I should live forever. First of all, what do you mean by forever? Look at the elderly people. Yeah, look at them. If they pass 100, they are dummies. They don't understand everything. They cannot move. You want to remain forever? Yes, because the animal one is made like this. Try to remain as long as you can and have as much as you can. This book is going to teach you that how stupid it is. Both of them. When you want to have everything or you want to live forever. You should understand that death is a part of life. Every living creature, you look at it, yes, it's alive, it will die. When, we don't know, but it will. Therefore, reproduction. When you reproduce, you change it a little bit. That little bit, little by little, made us like this. Thanks God. روز عاشورا همه اهل حلب باون تا کی اندر تا به شب گرد آیت مرد و زن جمعی عظیم ماتم آن خاندان دارد مقیم ناله و نوحه کنندن در بکا شیعه عاشورا برای کربلا بشمرندان ظلم ها و امتحان که از یزید و شمر دیدن خاندان نعره هاشان می رود در ویل و وشت پر همی گردد همه صحرا و دشت یک غریبی شاعری از ره رسید روز عاشورا و آن افغان شنید شهر را بگذاشت وان سو راهی کرد قصد و جست و جوی آن هیهای کرد پرس پرسان می شدن در افتقاد چیست این غم بر که این ماتم فتاد این رئیس زفت باشد که بمرد این چنین مجمع نباشد کار خود نام او و القاب او شرحم دهید که غریبم من شما اهل دهید چیست نام و پیشه و اوصاف او تا بگویم مرثیه ای ز الطاف او مرثیه سازم که مرد شاعرم تا از اینجا و برگ و لالنگی برم آن یکی گفتش که هی دیوانه ای تو نه شیعه عدو خانه ای روز عاشورا نمیدانی که هست ماتم جانی که از قرنی به هست پیش مؤمن کی بود این قصه خار قدر عشق گوش عشق گوشوار پیش مؤمن ماتم آن روح پاک شهره تر باشد ز صد طوفان نور گفت آری نیکو دور یزید کی و دست این غم چه دیر اینجا رسید چشم کوران آن خسارت را بدید گوش کران آن حکایت را شنید خفته بودستی تا اکنون شما که کنون جامه دریدید از عذاب پس عذاب بر خود کنید ای خفتگان زان که بد مرگیست این خواب گران روح سلطان